Hygiene. Opportunities for keeping clean in earlier times were very different from those of today. This was the case not only for civilians, but also for soldiers. Their clothes were rarely washed, and occasionally even passed on to other people, for example, when someone lost at gambling. It is not surprising, then, that many people suffered from terrible lice and itching. Sanitary conditions were appalling, and particularly so during military campaigns and military encampments. Each encampment needed huge pits for human waste and rubbish, as a 10,000 men strong army produced around 7.5 tons of excrement every day. These pits were often situated very close to the encampment and created a terrible stink. At times of heavy rainfall, the situation would become particularly dangerous, as the cesspits would overflow and contaminate the drinking water. This would result in epidemics, which quickly spread amongst the soldiers. Although each cavalcade was accompanied by field surgeons and surgeons, they were rarely able to give adequate aid to those who were injured or ill. Compared with today's standards, surgical knowledge was poor, medical instruments were very inferior, and the complete lack of antibiotics that we take for granted today was fatal. Furthermore, field surgeons had often received their training alongside barbers and barber surgeons, which is why they knew more about shaving than about wound care. The situation in towns was hardly any better. Rubbish was simply thrown out of windows and left lying around in the narrow streets. Only when it rained hard was the dirt carried away along the gutters. The rubbish attracted rats, which encouraged the spread of the plague.